All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, March 22nd of 2025, and looking ahead here, we have a ton of DFS action coming at you all weekend here. We have some MMA action, golf, NASCAR, Formula One, NBA, NHL. It's a perfect time to try out SaberSim. If you guys are not signed up with us, we do have a 5-day no strings attached free trial. Always recommend people starting their trials on the weekend. That way they get access to all the weekend sports, and that takes you into the middle of the week. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. Appreciate you guys tuning in with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. Why don't we get SaberSim pulled up here? We actually had no questions to get us started today, so we can always start off with a slate demo and then answer any questions that come in live as we are working through this. But it is a weekend, so opportunity here to build for some different sports. MMA does start in about 30 minutes here, so in case anybody's debating whether to play MMA last second, figured I'd do a build demo for MMA and show you guys how I'd be building lineups for today's card. So if we go here, we have a 13 fight MMA card today, and there are no canceled fights. So that's good, right? You can always see that just like down on the bottom, scroll down, see if anybody has a zero projection or if their status is out or anything like that. But nope, no canceled fights as of right now, knock on wood there. So that's good. When it comes to building MMA, one, I'd always build the max number of lineups you can. I just build 500 for the sake of time. I like to lower minimum salary a little bit, give the builder a little bit more wiggle room, rely on those simulations more rather than having this high salary floor. Can also help with duplication, right? MMA is a dupe heavy format. We do have our default contest sim already on here, so I don't have to do anything special there. But aside from that, right, not really trying to like handicap MMA, really strong MMA projections. Shout out Will, one of our data scientists who is, in charge of the MMA model. It's his baby. And so I'm just going to make the minor adjustments here, like 0.01 projection change for both of these, minimal impact. And I'm going to click build lineups, right? I'm not going to spend a lot of time up front here. I'm mostly going to be doing my work, adding my value in the post build to manage my risk, to make the lineups my own, to make me comfortable with the different exposures I'm getting and make sure I'm getting to like a good set of lineups. So here you notice contest sim automatically kicked off. You can, if you go to the build, the settings icon, you can use this run contest sims automatically after build button. Just turn on this toggle. It will stay on for all future slates that you play, and it will also work across sports, right? So you just turn it on once, and if I'm on MMA, well, guess what? When I do NBA on Monday, it's still going to automatically run the contest sim. So just faster, less buttons to click. I'm just sitting here letting it do its thing, and in a matter of seconds here, contest sim is done. It's automatically sorting by the right metric for me, and I'm like really ready to rock and roll, right? So just, trying to shave down time here and there and make the process smoother for you guys and make it easier to get your lineups in. That way you can spend more time, sweating the slate and enjoying the contest rather than, waiting for things to finish. So anyways, going to set up my aggregate metrics, got an average projection one, going to set up an average ROI one. And say I'm building 20 lineups here. All right, cool. So everything so far so good. I am going to start analyzing this, right? So what I like to do, have my exposure, have my leverage. You could like look at these a little bit closer. Like I might actually move over ownership here because leverage is just exposure minus ownership, right? So this is 95% minus 72 for about 22% leverage, right? And this is telling you, hey, this is how say that again. I don't mind having 95% Sean Brady here in a ton of our pool lineups, right? This is another good indicator, like 92% of the lineups in our pool have him. So not only do we like him in our top 20, but we also like him across all of the lineups we build, right? So there's, you know, 500 lineups and he's in 92% of them. So seems fine to me to be over the field on him. And then taking some other small stands here, nothing crazy. Again, we're seeing like higher pool exposure for Christian, Leroy, Duncan, a little over on Gunnar Nelson too. So all of these kind of in line, right? Like higher pool exposure, higher actual exposure. Sometimes you'll see things where it's like lower pool exposure, higher exposure. Those are always like a little bit of a red flag to me. I just might want to like look at those like a little bit closer. Like say, for instance, where's somebody? Like maybe Nathan Fletcher, right? Like 17% ownership, 12% pool. If we were getting like, you know, 50, 60% of him, I'd be like, huh, it's like kind of weird why we're so concentrated on him in like our top 20, but not across like all of our outcomes here. So those are just, you know, things to check and things to be aware of. But overall, I'm pretty happy with my leverages. If I wanted to, right, I could use some uniques and try and get said again, when I went from one to two uniques, metrics changed a little bit, ROI down like 10%, not a huge deal. My exposures aren't noticeably different. And then if I go to three uniques, I do drop like a lot of ROI here. I don't really like that. I don't mind two. To be honest, I probably would have stayed at one if for some reason I didn't want to be, you know, this high leveraged on any one fighter. Maybe I don't want Brady in like 19 out of 20. You know, I tried to see what uniques would do. It didn't really do anything. So in this case, I'd probably just use a max exposure. Like, hey, maybe I don't want him in 95%. Maybe I want him in 80%. Maybe I want to match ownership like closer to 75% or something like that. You know, this is an opportunity from what I can tell to just manually set the one individual max exposure, probably leave uniques at one and then go from there, right? So this is how I would check first though, right? So I'm going to try uniques. Okay, it didn't really give me the outcome I was looking for. So then I'm going to go and use the max exposure, right, in this instance. But that's what I'd be doing for MMA for today. A couple other things you could do if you wanted to, right? We could add a geometric mean component to try and account for like some duplication. We did run the contest sim, right? So like we could set up like these filters are like ones that we'll often use, right? So like, hey, show lineups with ROI greater than zero, right? And then, okay, how many lineups go in the trash? Okay, 183 lineups in the trash. That's good. That can be helpful, right? If you're playing multiple different contests, especially because every contest will have different, one lineup can be positive ROI for one contest and negative ROI for another contest, right? So having this ROI filter on could be a good thing if you're autofilling and playing a bunch of different contests simultaneously. A geometric mean component could be good, right? You could either do that as a rule if you're on starter, which would be like a aggregate rule where you say, you know, build lineups with geo mean less than X, or you could do this as a custom metric. And then you set up a metric that looks like this. And then we can go and we can filter for it where we're trying to lower the chances of our lineups being heavily duplicated by getting rid of lineups with a high geometric mean. If I'm talking about this, you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's all right. We do have a video that breaks this down in our help docs. And it is this how to ownership product and ownership geometric mean work. I'll drop that here in the YouTube chat for anybody who wants to learn more about that. But that video will definitely break it down. But then anyways, right? So then what I would do is I would turn off my ROI filter first because I want to understand the individual impact of this geo mean filter, and I could turn it on. I don't know what this is set to right now. It doesn't really matter. Geo mean less than 31. We're mostly trying to turn it on and then see how many lineups go in the trash. Now, I typically recommend trying to get 10 to 20% of your lineups in the trash. And it just so happens that the geo mean value that we had set here of 31 trashed about 65 lineups, which is just over 10%. So this is perfect, right? So I'm getting rid of some of the highest likely to be duplicated lineups. And then I can now couple that with my ROI filter. And now I've taken this pool of 500 lineups and I've shrunken it down to 253 lineups, right? So we were doing a demo the other day and I was like, hey, when I play showdowns, and I think we were talking about trucks actually yesterday, like, you know, when I'm playing sports where you're looking for an optimal, I'm not trying to have a full pool of lineups I want to play. I'm trying to take a pool of lineups and shrink it down and say, okay, I'm hoping that the winning lineup comes from this set because I've optimized this set to be lineups that when I win as much of the first place prize as I can while maintaining a high win rate in my contest, right? Like they say, it's easy to play unique lineups. You could just play bad lineups, right? But we're trying to strike a balance between, hey, these lineups have a good chance of winning. And when you win, you are going to be lowly duplicated. You might not be unique, but maybe you're under five dues. Maybe you're under 10. So you can get still a good portion of that first place prize and still have strong lineups, right? So that's kind of the balance we're trying to strike here. And we're using the filters to do it. We're using the aggregate metrics to judge and things like that. And then we're trying to figure out what 20 lineups from our new like working pool of 253 we want to take with us into our contest. So that's what I'd be doing here if I was building lineups for MMA today. Do you have a question from Big J? Big J said, good morning for NBA and FanDuel. Because I can't upload my contest to SaberSim, I have to use direct fill and manually load my rosters. Doing it that way, you don't get ROI percent. Any advice for doing it this way? To be specific, I have 8 lineups and 2 contests for the 4 p.m. main slate. Okay, hold on one sec. So first thing is, I'm not 100% sure why you can't upload your contest to SaberSim. If you could enlighten me what issue you're having doing that, I can try and help you. But you should basically always be able, whether you're on mobile, whether you are on desktop, to go to the slate, go to the contest tab, click the upload entries button, and then download your template file from the site. Now, we have some resources for that. If you go to help, you go to SaberSim tutorials. We have this how to enter your lineups into your contest on desktop. If you go into this article, there are different site options, DraftKings, FanDuel, Yahoo, Owner's Box. So this will show you FanDuel on a computer. And then we do have how to enter your lineups into your contest on mobile phone. And we do have a FanDuel version here as well. I feel like we've talked about this a little bit with Big J before. The biggest things, right, if you're doing FanDuel on mobile is, one, use landscape mode. And then, two, zoom out on your browser, okay? So, like, for instance, on Chrome, like on desktop, right, I would go to these, like, three dots. And then I can decrease the zoom over here for mobile. It's going to depend on what browser you're using, right? So like I'm familiar with like Safari, where there's like a little like A icon in like the bottom left and you click it and then you zoom out. You basically need to zoom out far enough for the CSV edit button to appear. And I don't know what we did, but it's kind of cool. All right. I feel like we did this before. Nope. Big J said, I did that. I still couldn't get it to work, so I'm sure I'm doing something wrong, so I kind of gave up trying. All right. What we can do here is do me a favor and send an email to support@sabersim.com asking for help uploading your lineups to FanDuel Mobile. And when you do that, I will be able to record something on my phone and I can send it back to you and give you an idea of how that works. So do that for me and I'll send you a video like this and talking through it. That's probably the best thing that I could do. So we could see if we could help you out one more time and maybe we can help you figure it out. So try that out. All right. But back to the question. Yeah, no. Let's just try this first. This is going to make everything way, way, way easier. So Big J said, okay, great, thanks. You're welcome. So let's try that out. Otherwise, it's a pain. But, you know, FanDuel, it's just a FanDuel problem at the end of the day. But we can work around it. All right. We are caught up here with questions in the Office Hours channel and YouTube chat. We knocked out a Slate demo. So I think we're going to get out of here. So give me an opportunity to go record this video. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back on Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.